This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland stopped in Denver today to meet with the state's top water officials about drought and ongoing water supply issues. Haaland says communities across the West are feeling the impacts of climate change.
From farmers and ranchers to city dwellers and Indian tribes, we all have a role to use water wisely, manage our resources with every community in mind, work collaboratively, and respect each other during this challenging time.
The Colorado River supplies 40 million people in the Southwest. The largest reservoirs on this system are at record low levels. The Larimer County Board of Commissioners declared a disaster emergency due to the impacts from the flood in the Poudre Canyon along Highway 14. CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
By declaring a disaster, Larimer County officials can access state or federal resources as needed. The declaration will remain in effect until next Wednesday, unless it's extended or prematurely rescinded. The Tuesday night flood forced evacuations and left one dead. At least three people are missing. Officials have shut down the Poudre River for all uses due to rocks and debris swept in by rainfall. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Colorado summer monsoon rains have returned. That's brought a little relief to the southwestern corner of the state, but the moisture has barely dented the drought affecting much of the western slope. The eastern half of the state is nearly drought-free, but areas west of the Continental Divide are still seeing extreme and exceptionally dry conditions. You're listening to CPR News.